As long as I can remember, I have had one abiding desire. White men. My family are all proud, sometimes militant blacks, so I kept this secret. But the secrecy fanned the flames of forbidden desire. At my first job, I had the great luck to have a white man as my supervisor. He was a bookish sort, ignored by the white office girls. Every day I worked for him, I could only imagine giving myself to him. Oh, every night, I would masturbate to the thought. Finally, I decided to confess my lust to him. While out at lunch, I told him that I thought he was handsome, but that I was scared. I didn't know if I was ready to lose my virginity. My black parents would never forgive me for losing my virginity to a white man, let alone giving him a child. He gently smiled and thanked me for telling him. He told me that he knew a way for me to give myself to him and keep my virginity, but I would have to visit his home that night to find out how. He wrote his address on the napkin and asked me to be there at 8 p.m. That night, I told my family that a coworker needed help with a problem, and I started towards his apartment. I knocked on the door and he quickly welcomed me in. I was struck by the simplicity and sophistication, exactly what I had imagined for the home of white man. He asked if I was willing to try something that could provide for sexual intimacy without risking pregnancy, which would be something I'd have to explain to my parents, or losing my virginity. I said yes, but I didn't understand. He smiled and asked me to strip. It would all be clear soon. As I undressed, he did the same. I was struck by his big, white cock. I felt myself quivering with anticipation. I would soon be pleasing that. He told me to get on my knees, so I did. I looked up at him and he approached, telling me to open my mouth. He stuck his dick in my mouth and I started sucking him with great excitement. He groaned as I worked him back and forth. Then he told me to stop. I was worried. Had I done something wrong? He walked behind me and whispered in my ear to relax. At that moment, I felt his hard, pulsating cock start to push on my asshole. I moaned as he entered my ass. It was painful at first, but then it started to feel really good. He started to gently pump back and forth, back and forth. Suddenly, he put me in a headlock, leaned back, and I was suspended in his arms, his dick in my ass. I could feel him start to just jackhammer my ass so fast. At that moment, I was thinking of how happy I was. I had achieved a black girl's dream, a white man's embrace. I felt the pleasure, and at times pain. And all the while, he breathed and moaned in my ear how tight my ass was. I would have been happy to have stayed like this forever. A white dick in my black ass. But then he moaned so loud, and his dick just began to shake in my asshole. He held me still for a time, and then lifted me up. I could feel his jizz dripping from my ass. He then kissed me on the back of my neck, and we leaned over to the side to cuddle. His white hands rubbed all over my quivering black skin. I couldn't tell anyone just then, but I had found an unmatched contentment. My purpose in life was revealed that night.